Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Film and opera. We've just been talking about that new opera based on David Lynch's cult film Lost Highway. Well, last week, Placido Domingo, the director of the Los Angeles Opera, announced plans to stage a new opera based on David Cronenberg's 1986 film The Fly, and the composer will be Howard Shore, who also did the film score that you're hearing in the background. This news is just the latest in what some people see as a revival of opera in L.A. Joining us from Los Angeles is L.A. Times music critic Mark Swed. Hey, Mark.
Hello, John.
So, Domingo acknowledged that commissioning a new opera was, quote, a gamble, unquote. Actually went on to say there were many operas which were commissioned and premiered and didn't survive the test of time. Let me ask two questions here. How big a gamble is it to set The Fly on the opera stage? And you also reviewed Olga Neuwirth's Lost Opera. Do you think that will stand the test of time? And you can answer those in whichever order you like.
Well, I can't say whether Lost Highway will stand the test of time or not, other than to say that for our time, I think it's an extremely interesting and provocative and very serious and very deep and very disturbing work. I was very, very impressed by it.
And it was a gamble. I mean, it was certainly a gamble for the folks at Oberlin to bring it to the States and produce it there, and I'm sure for the folks at Columbia University's Miller Theater this weekend.
I mean, I think it's only a gamble for Oberlin to do it because it's a pretty difficult thing for students to do.
Right.
I mean, it's a very sophisticated, complex work, and they've had to simplify some of the electronics and et cetera. I mean, this for undergraduates, it's quite a challenge.
Well, now for...
the work was quite a success in Europe, so people knew what it was. It was premiered a couple of years ago in Graz and was also done in Zurich.
So then how big a gamble is it for a big professional opera company like Los Angeles Opera to, you know, commission The Fly from Howard Shore and company?
Something like this is probably likely to sell out before there's a performance. So it's kind of hard to lose. Whether it will be a lasting work is another question altogether, and there's no way we can know that. But the odd thing about new operas is they're always a success. They generate a huge amount of curiosity, and even if they're poorly received, and The First Emperor at the Met is a perfect example of that. It got decidedly mixed reviews, but all the performances were sold out before opening night. New operas are always of interest. People always want to see them, and they always do well, at least the first time around.
Now, with L.A. in particular, with Placido Domingo taking the helm there at the Los Angeles Opera, has he been taking advantage of all that Hollywood talent in his backyard?
There's been a continual effort to use Hollywood, pretty much since the company started 20 years ago, and Domingo has been particularly eager to involve Hollywood, its talent, and certainly to get his hands on some of its money. So, yes, there has been an interest in it. It's been a bit tepid in the approach. It hasn't been a front and center, and a lot of things they'd talked about. They tried a lot of things that never happened. Several years ago, when Kent Nagano was made music director of the company, and he now left at the end of last season, one of the first things he said is he wanted an opera from John Williams, and they had hoped to get Woody Allen to do the libretto. They never could quite persuade John Williams to do an opera. I know they tried to twist his arm many times, and maybe it will still happen, but it's been difficult. So they've had a lot of kind of grand ideas that haven't happened. And throughout the history of the company, they've used various directors from film, be it Herbert Ross or Bruce Beresford or Zeffirelli.
What about George Lucas and the Ring cycle?
Well, that was a thought. They had originally planned to do a Ring cycle and announced that they would do it with special effects from Lucas's Industrial Light and Magic. In fact, he wasn't going to be directing it. They had a German director in mind. And that proved to be horrendously expensive. I mean, in the $80 to $90 million range, because it turns out that Hollywood's interest in opera does not extend to the level in which they're going to provide services in kind or give a discount.
Right, and at that point you're into the budget of a major motion picture.
Right,
so.
And opera companies just can't afford that. So LA Opera will in fact do its first Ring beginning in 2 years in what will be surely a very provocative and interesting production by the visionary and avant-garde German director Achim Fryer.
Okay. We're speaking with Mark Swed, the L.A. Times music critic. Mark, just a couple of broader questions before we wrap up. The venue there, the L.A. Phil has moved to the splendid new Disney Hall designed by Frank Gehry, but the L.A. Opera is still at the Chandler Pavilion, which I understand is not necessarily the future of L.A. Opera.
Well, it's not great. It's a compromised hall. It's actually better for opera than it is for concert, and it's now only used for opera and dance. It's a dated hall. It doesn't have the greatest acoustics. It's a bit large. It will undergo a major renovation in 2010. So we'll see what happens with that.
All right, but
that will be addressed.
All right, Mark Swed, the L.A. Times music critic, taking a look at the opera scene there in Los Angeles. Mark, good to speak with you again. Thanks very much.
Well, thank you for having me.
That'll do it for today's show. Tomorrow, in the home stretch for Sunday's Academy Awards, tune in for our annual Oscar preview. Composer Gustavo Santaolalla talks about his score to Babel, which is up for Best Original Score. And we'll also hear about the incredible diversity in the five contenders in the Best Score category. And music critic Ann Powers talks about racial stereotyping in Dreamgirls. Don't forget to check out our archives, podcasts, links, and more online at WNYC.org. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our program produced by Brian Wise, Alicia Abbott, and Allison Lichter. Our senior producer is Gisele Regatow. Our executive producer is Chris Bannon. I'm John Schaefer.